from newstalkzb.co.nz, it's the Mike Hosking Breakfast with BNZ.
G'day there and welcome to the re-wrap for Friday. All the best bits from the Mike Hosking Breakfast starring Larry Williams on News Talk ZB in a sillier package. I am Glenn ZB and this morning the Joan Withers book. We'll talk about that and some other things. The Air New Zealand safety video, why do they do them? And are we the laziest country on earth? But before any of that, let's, as Lord would say, let's go down to the tennis court.
Wimbledon, I haven't seen anything of Wimbledon apart from the news clips, and I see that Murray's out. He was injured, and Djokovic, is it Djokovic? Yes, he was injured. He had to give up after a game or a set or whatever.
Nadal injured very early on.
Nadal, well, no, he got beaten up, didn't he? Was it 13, 15 or something in the...
Yeah, but he was injured.
Set? Oh, was he?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Everybody's been injured.
Oh, have they?
You know, the Kyrgios... He was injured.
Well, Kerry, but he's an idiot, you know. And the other guy from Tomic, Tomic,
he died idiot. Of boredom on court, apparently.
Right, and picked up his £35,000 cheque on the way out.
I reckon the strategy for winning Wimbledon this year is to not be injured.
Yeah.
That's a good strategy. I reckon I'd rate my chances. I'm not that injured at the moment.
But isn't, you know, you're a good tennis player too.
No, but I'm not injured.
No, yes, well, that's right. But isn't it interesting, Federer...
Slightly tight left Achilles,
I saw Federer on the news last night, okay, and they were saying, well, you know, this is amazing that you got through this far and you're 35. I think 35? He's only 35. He'll probably win it. Well, I don't know who he's playing. And Venus Williams, I know she's through, but I don't know who she's going to play either. He's a good player. So anyway, the tennis goes on.
Yeah, it's quite, I mean, don't you reckon that's a good strategy to not get injured? Just don't be injured. And you'll probably, it's like the last one standing. And so Federer, even though he's basically an old age pensioner by now, not injured. So we'll probably win the whole thing. Meanwhile, Andy Murray, although he didn't win, he won this particular exchange.
Trending now on the Mike Hosking Breakfast.
Well, this clip of tennis player Andy Murray calling out a reporter for everyday sexism at Wimbledon, it's gone viral.
Andy, Sam is the first U.S. player to reach a major semifinal since 2009. How would you describe
male player.
The... I beg your pardon?
Male player, right?
Yes, yeah. First male player. That's for sure. How would you describe the adjustments he made today and his overall game?
So what was all that about, Glenn? I mean, we're talking about a male player. What was that about?
Well, he was remarking on the guy who's just beaten Murray.
Yeah.
Is an American guy.
Yeah.
Who's got further in the tournament than any other American guy has for ages.
Oh, okay, yeah.
But he didn't say guy. He just said American.
Oh, okay.
And
so Murray's, he's referencing
pulling,
Serena
Murray's
and Venus Williams
up,
in the section.
The fact
yeah,
that
yeah,
there,
yeah,
there are some yeah. Americans that actually get quite a long way in tournaments
oh, absolutely.
Quite often.
Absolutely. That was a fair point. Serena's not playing, though, is she? No, she's pregnant currently. Venus is playing. They get the yeah okay. I suppose is McEnroe commentating at these at Wimbledon?
I haven't been watching it that closely because it's sort of on at the moment while we're doing this show.
Okay, because he was the one that said Serena was about number 700, would be number 700 on the mail list, right? Yeah,
I think she'd have a like you know how I said before that I'd have a good crack at winning Wimbledon because I'm not injured at the moment.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't think I'd beat her even while she's pregnant.
Yeah, it seemed to be with some considerable glee Andy Murray put that reporter in his place. I say glee, I don't actually know that Andy Murray is capable of anything like glee or any of the positive emotions for that matter. I don't even think I've ever seen him smile. Isn't that sad? Now, Joan Withers has a book out. She used to be my boss.
It's the Biz on the Mike Hosking Breakfast with BNZ on News Talk ZB.
Well, Joan Withers, who is one of New Zealand's leading company directors, is talking about the lack of women at the top of Kiwi business. She's just released a new book titled A Woman's Place. A Woman's Place. Covering her rise from an entry-level job where... She is now chairing the boards of The Warehouse, Auckland Airport and Mercury Energy. As she talks about the importance of businesses taking initiative in putting women in positions of power, saying, and I quote, "We've got to start seeing the numbers change or we risk a future government coming in and saying we're going to impose quotas, which I think would be a negative step, says Joan Withers. She's a good person. She used to be my boss, as a matter of fact.
Do you reckon she still drives that yellow Saab?
I'm not sure, but I was just saying, she used to be...
Very distinctive car, that car.
How many years ago would Joan have been... A number of years ago, and then she moved on, obviously, and on a lot of boards and so on and so forth. But
it seems like just yesterday, Larry, but yeah. Then I've been working here since I was in my 20s.
Have you? Okay.
So that means I spent all of my 30s working here,
because
I'm now in my 40s. I've basically been working here for 3 decades.
It's not about you, it's about Joan Withers.
Sorry.
Okay. She's a fabulous person, a fabulous career, actually. So that book, A Woman's Place. After 7 o'clock, we will look at the weather and Brexit, the Great Repeal Bill. It's been introduced. Will it get through? Labour will vote against it. If some Conservatives rebel, it could be a big issue.
I mean, Larry's right. It's not about me. But isn't that weird? I spent my entire 30s working here. It's a very distracting thought. Certainly distracted me. Now, the Air New Zealand video, it came out this week. People either love it or hate it. Let's see what Chris Lynch and Tim Wilson think.
I'm sick of these. I'm sick of these safety videos.
No, I'm not.
That all I want them to do is say, buckle up, switch off your phones, don't smoke. No. I don't want to see people singing, dancing, hopping around.
But you know the difference with these ones is people actually watch them, look at them. You know, you get the ordinary ones. If you've been in another airline overseas or whatever, you get to see the ordinary one. Yeah, you don't even look at it. You don't look at it.
Just give me the substance.
You don't take any notice. Yeah.
Just serve it up. Don't put the garnish on it.
I think it's very well done. So Tim Wilson from Seven Sharp is with us. Hi, Tim.
Hey, Claire.
Good to talk to you. Chris Lynch is with us from the Christchurch studio. Hello, Chris.
Larry. Hello, Tim. I'm with you on this. I can't stand those Air New Zealand
things. You can't? I think they're fantastic.
It's going to be a punchy. It's going to punch you 20 minutes, I reckon.
Yeah.
Just tell me to buckle up and shut up.
Yeah, I also hate it. I hate them. They're just so long. I don't mind. Why does it have to be so long? And they're spending a lot of money on it. Here is my proposal now. I'm officially offering my services to Air New Zealand. I mean, you will have to pay me, but I can assure you it won't cost as much as that latest one did with Cooper Gooding Jr. and Katie Holmes. And admittedly, it will mostly be about how to find the exits, how to do out seatbelts, and how to wear oxygen masks. I've almost done it just there. In fact, you could just use this recording. You'll still need to pay me. I want to make that quite clear, Air New Zealand. And then just put a still picture of me underneath it. Just as entertaining, I reckon. Can we have an opt-out version for the New Zealand video? Can we choose not to have it? You know, like you choose a vegetarian meal. Can we choose just to have... We'll just look at the card and not have to listen and watch the video so we can get straight into our movie. A study. I've got serious questions over this study, but apparently we're not doing as many steps as anybody else in the world, especially the ladies.
So why do you think we're taking less steps?
I think we're busy. We're busy and we want to shoot here and we want to get there and we're jumping in the car to do this and we're finding convenient, fast ways to achieve things so that we can do things we enjoy, like catching up with friends or family. And I think it's about looking at what we do and how can we upgrade them to benefit our health. Mm. So maybe catching up with a girlfriend at the shopping mall and walking around the mall. I mean, that's not challenging, but it's certainly beneficial for your health.
And that's okay. I mean, so where did this 10,000 steps come from? Because there was an article the other day, said 10,000 steps, really? We need more than that. And surely it's a matter of the pace of the steps and what you're doing?
Oh, absolutely. And I think these things are just indicators, general pointers of where we should be and our general movement patterns from, you know, years ago when we did have good health and we did have good fitness. I think that, 10,000 steps, I'm an ambassador for Steptember organization in New Zealand, which is about getting Kiwis active and getting them stepping in September, and we support cerebral palsy. And they advocate the 10,000 steps a day, and you can do that challenge in September. And I think that's come from, this is the minimum that we need to do to really counteract our modern lifestyle, which has not really always beneficial for us.
Leanne, I've got about 30 seconds. These apps, you know, the Fitbit and I got a GPS thing, a Garmin or whatever, are they okay? They work, do you think?
Oh, look, one of the key tips is track yourself, know where you're at. So if you know you're inactive and you look at that and you go, oh my goodness, I haven't done anything, it's a motivator. So use whatever you can to get yourself moving because it could save your life.
Hey, good to talk to you, Leanne. Thank you so much. That is Leanne Wan, health and fitness consultant. It is actually, I'm tracking mine, Glenn. I only walked to work this morning, so.
Yeah, I've done it. I've done nearly 1,000 already.
Have you? I'm over that. Yeah, way over that. And I haven't done enough. I'll do a lot more later.
I'll
go for a run. Tim Wilson. Well, I'm not Scotting.
Sound like he was Scotting. He lives within walking distance of work, so he racks up steps just walking to work, whereas I drive to work and right into the building. So I start from behind. And I thought that it was complete rubbish, this, and then I looked to see how many steps I did yesterday, and I did under 5,000 yesterday, which is pretty bad. I did mostly just sit on my ass and melt cheese and things yesterday, if I'm going to be perfectly honest with you. I am Glenn ZB. That's my rough plan for today as well. That was the rewrap. If I survive the weekend, I'll see you back here on Monday for more.